In our previous shiur, we began a discussion quoting our Gemara and the Paiskim about our saying Baruch Shem as part of Kriya Shema. And the Gemara gave us the episode with Yaakov and his children, that Yaakov said Shema Yisrael, and his children responded, that Yaakov's children said Shema Yisrael, and Yaakov responded Baruch Shem. But actually, the Medrash gives another reason why we don't say Baruch Shem out loud. The Medrash says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim for the 40 days to receive the Torah, he heard the Malachim praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu with these words, Baruch Shem Kvod. And therefore, when he came down, he gave over to Klal Yisrael this secret that he heard in heaven, how the Malachim say the praise of Baruch Shem Kvod Mechus L'Olam Vod. But since he sort of brought it down without their permission, therefore he said to them they should say it quietly. So now, this becomes a whole new reason why we should say, it becomes a whole new reason why we should only say Baruch Shem quietly. And where would be the nafkamina? The nafkamina would be that what happens if we're saying Baruch Shem not as part of Kriya Shema. If the entire reason for not saying Baruch Shem out loud is because the episode quoted in our Gemara, so that's only when we're saying Kriya Shema. But if the reason for saying Baruch Shem is as we're learning now, because Moshe Rabbeinu brought it down and said it, I took it away from the Malachim without their permission, therefore say it quietly. So therefore, we shouldn't say Baruch Shem whenever it comes to say it out loud. Which brings a number of questions. One question is, we know there's a very powerful tefillah, the tefillah of Ona B'Koyach. And that tefillah ends with the words, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus L'Olam Vod. And the question is, when saying that tefillah, should we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus L'Olam Vod out loud or not? So the Shailos HaTshuvos, Torah L'Shma, Simen Kuf Tzadik Vav, says the only time you should say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus L'Olam Vod is when you're learning. As part of your learning, if you have, as we are saying the shiur now about Baruch Shem, we're allowed to say Baruch Shem out loud. Any other time when we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy, so to speak, as part of a tefillah, we're not supposed to say it out loud. And so too does the Likute Marich say that you're supposed to say it. You're supposed to say it quietly. On the other hand, I saw a tshuva in the Shailos HaTshuvos Mishnah Halachos, Chelek Yud Gimel Simen Tes, where he discusses this very question, saying Baruch Shem after Ona B'Koyach, and he quotes that he discussed this actually with Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky said that the only time there's a problem about saying Baruch Shem out loud is, as we're learning in our Gemara, after you say Kriya Shema, any other time, there is no problem to say Baruch Shem out loud. And Rav Yaakov's reasoning is because it's based on our Gemara, that our Gemara quotes the episode with Yaakov Avinu, which was limited to Kriya Shema. On the other hand, he himself goes into sort of a interesting discussion. He says, when we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus L'Olam Vod as part as the end of that tefillah of Ono B'Koyach, the Baruch Shem Kvay Machus Alayim Avod actually represents the Shem Hashem, and since it represents the Shem Hashem, just like there's a concept we've discussed of Hoga Hashem B'Yis Yosef, that you're not supposed to mention Hashem's name, so too saying Baruch Shem Kvod Machusoy Lo'olam Vo'ed is saying Hashem's name, and since it represents saying Hashem's name, it should be said quietly, coupled with the fact that, as we just learned, there's a whole new reason not to say Baruch Shem Kvod Machusoy Lo'olam Vo'ed. It's not just as we're learning because of the parashah, the learning in our Gemara, that Yaakov Avinu, with the story of Yaakov Avinu and Cheskinu Shiyoyim B'Chashoy, there's a whole new reason. And that is because Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Elohim Avoid is not supposed to be said out loud because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. There's actually a tshuva in the Shailos HaTshuvos, Tshuvos Van Hagas, Chelik Beis Simen Menvov. And this tshuva is very interesting. There are two parts that I wanted to discuss from that tshuva. The first part of the tshuva discusses what does Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Elohim Avoid mean? What is supposed to be our kavana when we say Baruch Shem? What is supposed to be our kavanah when we say Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Elohim Avoid? So he gives actually two explanations. One explanation that the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all of his glory should be mevarech, should be blessed, and we should always be able to see the Kvod Shemayim. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he quotes that this is what the Pshat that he said the Shoresh Avoda says, that we are, so to speak, saying that we should always be able to recognize the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kvod Shemayim, in the entire Bria. But then he says a different Pshat in Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Elohim Avod. It's, he says, similar to what we're supposed to have in mind when we say Amen Yehi Shmei Rabbah. And what that means is we're praising the Shem Hashem. So it's two very different pshatim. One is that we're praising the Shem Hashem, and the other is that we're asking that we should always be able to see Kvod Shemayim. I was thinking that both pshatim perhaps are correct, and they actually represent the two episodes that we've been learning where Baruch Shem was said. One is in our Gemara, and with Yaakov Avinu and his children, and one is, as we've been quoting the Medrash, that the Medrash says that Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Elohim Avoid, Moshe Rabbeinu heard it in Shemayim, heard it in heaven, that the Malachim was saying. And Pshat perhaps is as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu, hearing the Malachim, so certainly, what did the Malachim do? What is the tafkid? What are Malachim here in the world for? Malachim are here in the world to praise Hashem. So that's the second Pshat that we just said in Baruch Shem. It's like Yehi Shmei Rabbah. They are praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yaakov Avinu, as we learned in the Gemara, the entire episode of Baruch Shem with Yaakov Avinu, there was that Yaakov Avinu, his children, declared, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We recognize and see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the entire Bria. And Yaakov Avinu, in response to their saying that, said back to them, Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Elohim Avoid. That just like now you sit here and recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria, we say that I ask that Baruch Shem Kvay Machus Loyon Voed, that this should continue forever, that you should recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. But it's interesting to note that at the end of that tshuva, that he quotes that he heard that the minig of Rav Chaim Briska was that when he said Shema at home, not in shul, he said Baruch Shem Kvay Machusa out loud. He said this din of Baruch Shem Kvay Machusa Loyim Voed is only when we say it in public. May we not say it out loud. But when we say it at home, b'yichidus, we're allowed to say it out loud. I'm not exactly sure what's pshat. In other words, perhaps if we say that the reason you're not supposed to say Baruch Shem Kvay Machusay out loud is because of the malachim, so then I can understand that maybe the malachim would only be upset when Klai Yisrael say Baruch Shem Kvay Machusay Loilam Voed in public. This is their shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why are we saying it? But if we are saying it not in public, we're saying it in private, so what's the difference if we're saying it because of the story of Yaakov Avinu? So what's the difference if it's public or private? Hiskinu Laim B'chashoy shouldn't make a difference between public or private. But again, this is the minig that he quotes from Rev Chaim Briska. We also know that the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, Simen Tov Reish Yotes, teaches us, B'leil Yom Kippurim Amachrosoi, Oymrim Baruch Shem Kvay Machus Loyal Voed B'kol Rom. We say Baruch Shem Kvay Machusoi out loud. And the question is, why on Yom Kippur do we say Baruch Shem Kvay Machusoi Loyal Voed out loud? So certainly, and this is the pshat that most Mefarshim say, that on Yom Kippur we're compared to Malachim. So why are we learning now that Baruch Shem Kvay Machus Loyim Voed should not be said out loud because it's a shvach that belongs to the Malachim? But on Yom Kippur we're all like Malachim. And since on Yom Kippur we're all like Malachim, there is no issue if we say Baruch Shem Kvay Machus Loyim Voed. But what about if the reason is what our Gemara says? So then we come back to the same question. Why do we say Baruch Shem out loud on Yom Kippur if our Gemara said that we're not, that the Cheskinu Shiyomru B'chashoy, that Chazal established that Baruch Shem should be said, that Baruch Shem should be said quietly? And in fact, it's so important that Baruch Shem Kvay Machusay, that we should all recognize that Baruch Shem Kvay Machusay Loyim Voed on Yom Kippur is, and say it out loud, that I saw from the Yisoid V'Sherish HaVoida, that let's say you have a person that says, and as probably that is the right thing to do, he says the Pasuk Shema Yisrael, and it takes him a while to say that Pasuk Shema Yisrael. And it's going to take him so long to say Shema Yisrael that he's not going to say Baruch Shem together with the entire Tzibur out loud. The halacha is that he should say Shema Yisrael quickly in order that he should be able to say, says the Yisoid B'Sherish HaAvoida, Baruch Shem Kvay Machus Loyim Voed out loud together with everyone else. It's so important to do it on Yom Kippur. And now we're not sure why we're doing it at all. So perhaps the answer is that Yom Kippur, when the Paiskim all say that Yom Kippur is different because Yom Kippur we're compared to Malachim, it's not just pshat that we're compared to malachim, and now the malachim won't be upset at us for saying their tefillah that is theirs, that Moshe Rabbeinu took it from them surreptitiously, and that's why it's supposed to be said quiet, it's supposed to be said very quietly. There's a whole different pshat now. Pshat is the takana that Chazal made, that Bar Shem should be said quietly, that our Gemara taught us, was a takana that was said to people. But on Yom Kippur, we're not people. And since on Yom Kippur, we're not regular people, that takana wasn't said to us. It was said to people. On Yom Kippur, we are malachim. There's an interesting question. What about women saying, Baruch Shem Kvay Machus Loyal and Void? So I saw Rav Avadya Yosef in the Sefer Chazoyin Avadya. He says that even women could say Baruch Shem Machus Loyal and Void out loud on Yom Kippur. Because even though the question is, could women be compared to Malachim? The answer is, the way we're learning now, it's very understandable. On Yom Kippur, everybody's not a regular person. And of course, that isn't limited just to men. Women are also different on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, all of the rules are very different. And even though we can't say Baruch Shem out loud all year, we could say it on Yom Kippur. The Sefer Pachad Yitzchak gives a different explanation why on Yom Kippur we could say Baruch Shem Kvay Machus Olayim Avod out loud. He goes back to our Gemara. At the conclusion of our Gemara, we learned that the reason that they said Baruch Shem should be said quietly or out loud, because it's concerned of the meaning of the Apikorsim. They don't know what we mean when we say Baruch Shem out loud, when we say it quietly, because they're thinking that we're talking to, we're saying, Chas v'Shalom, that there's another God. But we know as we begin Yom Kippur, as we begin saying Kol Nidre Yom Kippur by night, we say, Onam Atirim L'Spalu Bein Ha'Avaryonim. They did not daven with the Apikorsim all year round. On Yom Kippur, they daven together with Apikorsim. So now it's very understandable. Since on Yom Kippur we're davening with the minim, and our Gemara just taught us that when you daven with the minim, you don't have to worry. When you daven with the minim, you have to worry when you say Baruch Shem quietly what they think you're saying or what they think you mean to say. So the rest of the year, there are no minim between us. But in Yom Kippur, on the matirim l'spalu l'mavaryonim, we're davening together with Avaryonim. They, when there are Avaryonim there, as our Gemara just said, we have to say Baruch Shem out loud. Another pshat that I saw is that wherever there is the Shechina, in the Beis HaMikdash, they always said Baruch Shem out loud. On Yom Kippur, there's the Shechina between us. And since the Shechina is between us at such times, we need not be concerned about the malachim. We need not be concerned. We could say Baruch Shem Kvay Machus Olayim Void out loud. Our Gemara taught us that Baruch Shem Kvay Machus Olayim Void was said by Yaakov Avinu, but not said by Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the difference? So I saw a beautiful vort. At least this is the way I understand it from the Shem Shmuel. He says, the difference between Yaakov Avinu was our father. Moshe Rabbeinu was our Rebbe. Moshe Rabbeinu, a Rebbe can't teach the Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Lo'olam Void the way a father can teach. And therefore, Yaakov Avinu said Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Lo'olam Void. If we follow the ways of our fathers, our father, the job of a father is to teach his children Baruch Shem Kvay Machus Lo'olam Void, that there's Kvay Shmayim in the entire world. However, Moshe Rabbeinu, a Rebbe doesn't have that ability. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu could not say Baruch Shem Kvar Machus Olam Avod out loud. Furthermore, the Mefarshim explained that our Gemara goes into this back and forth with the Baruch Shem that Yaakov Avinu wanted to tell his children what will happen Ba'achbris Hayomim and the Stalkim Emenu Hashchina. What does this mean? So one pshat that I saw is that we know that Mashiach could come in one of two ways. Be'ita, there's a specific time that Mashiach has been established that Mashiach will come, or Achishana, it can become quicker. The Emunah of Klal Yisrael is that Achakaloi B'chol Yom Shiyava, that we live, and what sustains us is the Emunah that Mashiach come every day. If Yaakov Avinu would have told his children when Mashiach is coming, they would stop living with that Emunah. We would know there's a date that Mashiach is coming by this on this day. Everything else is irrelevant. His children, Nistakvim and Shechina. The Shechina went away. The Shechina said to Yaakov Avinu, we cannot let Klal Yisrael live. Klal Yisrael cannot survive with not being able to live with the Emunah that Mashiach will come every day. And the Tver Shloima takes this vort, I think, one step further. Yaakov Avinu wanted to tell his children, Mashiach Eschem Ba'akras Hayomim. Yaakov Avinu saw the bitter golus that Klal Yisrael are going to live with. And he was concerned, how will Klal Yisrael be able to survive such a bitter golus, which is such terrible persecution of Klal Yisrael over all its generations? What did the Shvatim tell Yaakov Avinu? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Yaakov Avinu did tell us when Mashiach is coming. Yaakov Avinu said, you know how Klal Yisrael, you know what the Shvatim told Yaakov Avinu? You know how we will survive all of the tzoros until Mashiach comes? Because Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, because we live with Emunah. And that's what Mashiach is all about. This galus kvod shemayim, living the Emunah. And Yaakov Avinu responded, correct. Baruch Shem kvod machus olam voed. We can live in a world where we believe in Hashem. That is the world that we're supposed to live with. And that is the world that will taka bring Mashiach tzedkeinu b'mehera b'yameinu.